In Hawaiian history, this year commemorates 200 years since the Battle of Kuamo'o and the end of the Kapu system. On the bicentennial of this seismic change in Hawaiian law, the School of Hawaiian Knowledge, Hawaii Nui Akea, is marking the occasion with a weekend event entitled Kahulina Au, The Changing Time. As the school marks the event, it puts in context current issues facing Native Hawaiians. John Osorio, the school's dean, spoke with the conversation's Harrison Patino.
We are having a fundraiser performance tribute to the chiefs, the Ali'i Nui of 1819, and we're celebrating or commemorating this event that took place 200 years ago called Kahuliau. Kahuliau means the changing time, and we are commemorating this with a half dozen hula halau. We're going to have all of these dancers, each of them providing mele and hula, that is, songs and dances that were originally composed for the high chief Skilpu'olani Liholiho, Ka'ahumanu, the principals, the people who were principally involved in the event that we know of as the Ainoa.
So I assume for an event this big, talking about what you're most looking forward to might be like picking between your favorite child. Is there something you're particularly looking forward to for this event?
Well, one of the things that I'm looking forward to is the opportunity for Hawaiians to come together to see in one place these mele and hula that that really do belong together and should be performed, exhibited together. And it's, as far as I know, it's not happening anywhere else. This is something that I'm hoping it's going to bring a lot of people together. I hope that they'll come not only with the joy of being together, but also with a sense of kind of some solemnity about the occasion itself, because it isn't necessarily a joyful occasion. It is one that requires not just some solemnity, but some looking at this with judiciousness. Our chiefs did something really difficult in 1819, and it resulted actually in war and death, but it actually opened up Hawaii to a very different kind of future.
So this event coincides with 200 years since the Battle of Kuamo'o, in turn the fall of the Kapu system. How do you, in the modern context, reconcile the evolution of Hawaiian law in the modern day?
You know, one of the things that the Kapu was, the Aikapu, like the Chiefly Kapu, these were the laws. And making things sacred, setting things apart because they really belonged to what was divine, was the way in which society was ordered. In the same way that law orders society today, or in modern societies, the same way that written laws and legislatures and courts regulate society, the kapu, different kinds of kapu, regulated the society. But the kapu was also very personal. It was the ali'i and the ali'i nui, the great chiefs, the mo'i, who were able to set the kapu. This is divine, this is forbidden, this is sacred. And when they did that, it had to be obeyed. When it was not obeyed, the consequence was death. So one of the things that's really important is that when the Ali'i Nui that were Kamehameha's immediate heirs, Liholiho and Ka'ahumanu and Keopu'olani, decided to break the eating kapu of men and women, they were risking their lives. They hoped that the other Ali'i would agree with them and not fight them over this, but they also knew that there was a very good chance that some would resist this breaking of this sacred trust and history and would fight. And, of course, that's actually what happened.
It's important that you bring up the solemnity of this event, not just as a momentous fundraiser, but the idea that there's a certain somber tone attached to it. The rule of law versus what is sacred has been at odds a lot. Does this event strike a particular poignancy because of that?
It absolutely does. And part of the reason for that is that the Hawaiian experience with law and with kapu, and the way we remember kapu, is that kapu was ultimately demanded full accountability of everyone. Maka'ainana and the Ali'i all had to obey the Aikapu, and if they didn't, they died. They were killed for it. We have become accustomed to a legal system in which there is rather little accountability. Rules can be broken, rules can be manipulated, all kinds of things could be changed. And you can look at the situation on Mauna Kea, you can look at the takeover of the Hawaiian government in 1893 as examples of where, despite our embrace of law as a people, in the 1840s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, despite our embrace of the law, those laws were simply tossed aside when people wanted to take over the government and when America wanted to assume control. In understanding that we gave up kapu in 1819, even though we didn't know what was coming next, these are some of the things that we want our people, and we want other people in the community, to think about. That sense of personal accountability, because while law is an important vessel for people who are oppressed, and people who are poor, as something that allows them to stand and assert their rights before the powerful. You also need the accountability of leadership. And that was something we had under the Kapu that I believe we look for in vain in the 21st century.
Now, this event, obviously, it greatly benefits the student community, but how does enabling these students help the larger community as a whole?
For the longest time, Hawaiians have been sort of absent from the university, from its founding back in the early 20th century until really the 1990s. The numbers of Native Hawaiians who actually found their way into the University of Hawaii at Manoa were relatively small. When I was there in 1984, there were 8% of the campus were Native Hawaiians, and we were about 20% of the population. Our belief has always been, as we have built a Hawaiian curriculum and as we have built like Native Hawaiian student services to encourage, to recruit, and to retain Hawaiians in the academy, it's always been that the way to transform our own people from being hopeless wards of the state and having some kind of effect on how we are present in the criminal justice system. The surest way of doing this is through education. But along the way, we've also discovered that the knowledge of our ancestors, the knowledge that they created and that they transmitted through song, through works, through engineering feats, through things like the kapu, in which they learned how to care for the resources of ocean and land and guard them and keep them going even through difficult times, through flood and famine, that kind of knowledge is actually not irrelevant to a people who live in an island, even in the 21st century. The contributions, not just of these people, but of the knowledge they have and the fact that they are conversant not just in English sources, but in Native Hawaiian sources, and all those things that were written in the 19th century. It's one of the reasons why we believe the university is embracing the notion of a Hawaiian place of learning. It's not just as a toss-off to Native Hawaiians to encourage us to be here or some kind of guilting, you know, for all of the years that we have been ignored. It is actually an acknowledgement that we have something important to offer to knowledge and especially to how we frame education for the future of Hawaii.
Now, Hawaii Nui Akea is a very explicit place of learning. But we're seeing that other places of learning are coming about because of demonstrations seen across Hawaii, maybe not solely because of demonstrations, but definitely as a byproduct to it. Now, does Hawaiian knowledge, can it only be learned in these places of learning, or is it something that needs to happen on every level in society here, and does it need to be?
It needs to be happening on every level of society. When I went up to Pu'uhuluhulu and spoke to a gathering of Kanaka Maoli who had never been in a college classroom before and talked about these chiefs, talked about this particular date in our history, and talked about the issues around it, all I could sense from them was just this kind of awe that these stories even existed. We need to have a lot more community education, but much of that has been happening actually over the last century in hula halau among people who still practice old traditional sciences like lua. And what we're seeing now is the exchange of that knowledge and a strengthening of, yes, of Hawaiian studies, yes, of Hawaiian language, but also of a strengthening of students who are going in and finding careers teaching in sciences and social sciences and humanities as well.
It seems like we're going through something of a second Hawaiian Renaissance in terms of cultural preservation efforts. You were active in the original Hawaiian Renaissance, so how does the current moment compare to what Hawaii went through in the 70s?
Our young people know a lot more. So many more of them are fluent in the language than among people our age in the 1970s. They're not afraid. You know, in the 1970s, when we were rejecting the Navy's presence in Kaho'olawe or arguing for Hawaiian language to be taught and to be cherished, in some cases, we were fighting our own families over this. Families who had served in the Second World War in Korea and families who had grown up believing in the American way and the American dream. Families who had grown up with parents and grandparents who spoke Hawaiian but would not speak Hawaiian to them because it was not right for them to cling to that past. So you must move forward and you must speak English. And so they're looking at these young people like us who don't know these things but are wanting them. And we have to fight them over this. We have to argue with them. We have to do what we think is right even without their support. Young people today who want to know what is fine and great and beautiful and intelligent about Hawaiian society and Hawaiian knowledge have the support of their elders.
That was John Osorio, Dean of Hawaii Nui Akea, the School of Hawaiian Knowledge at the University of Hawaii. He spoke with The Conversation's Harrison Patino about marking 200 years since the fall of the kapu system in Hawaii. A fundraising event called Ka Hulina Ao, The Changing Time, takes place this Sunday, November 10th, at Andrews Amphitheater at the UH Mauna Loa campus.